Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry it from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Second Amendment Tuesdays with Attorney Penny Dean continues here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse. That's Steve Voss with Come and Take It. And Penny, before we get back to our discussion, I wanted to say it was nice dinner last week at the New Hampshire High Power Rifle League, wasn't that?
It was. We had wonderful dinner and great dessert. Here's the most important thing. They had chocolate dessert.
The chocolate lava cake, yes.
It was wonderful. It was a beautiful view of the lake. It was just a cool place. And all these great shooters, great company, you know, a real great group of people.
Good old red-blooded Americans believing in their Second Amendment freedoms.
That's exactly right. You know, and these are boys and girls that believe in shooting great distances, believe in practicing their marksmanship, and, you know, a lot of camaraderie, and it was just a great dinner. Like I said, what was the name of that place in Hopkinton?
Oh, Fireside Tavern.
Fireside Tavern. What a great restaurant. It's very cool, very homey. It was just a nice dinner.
Yeah, no, it was good, and thank you to Jay Bo, who called in last Tuesday to talk about it and, you know, talk about her league and the like. So, you know, thank you for having us there, and we each got to say a few words, too.
Absolutely, and hope, you know, basically even educate people who really care about the Second Amendment as to how they can help further in making sure they have a Second Amendment.
Well, that's exactly it, to find ways to be involved and informed, because as we talk about right here, you know, things like this Senate Bill 88, we were talking about some of the wording in this law about, you know, if someone claims a right to your property, you're supposed to give it to them. That's what the legislature is reaffirming. They're not reaffirming your right to defend yourself or your property. They're reaffirming the criminal's right to take your property. And what's that thing that follows after that paragraph that you read? I can't figure this one out. I hope you're able to think about that during the break.
You know what? Comply with a demand that he or she abstain from performing an act which he or she is not obliged to perform. The heck?
What does that mean? I'd like to know who wrote that.
Yeah,
who sponsored this? Who wrote this bill? Who sponsored it?
Senator Booten is a sponsor.
He's a lawyer. He should know better.
Is he a lawyer?
Yes.
Holy, did he ever practice law? Or is he just a degreed lawyer?
I don't know.
I'm just asking. I don't know the gentleman. You know how some people have degrees and some people actually practice law and litigated?
Wait a minute. Is he a lawyer or not? Oh, I'm sorry. I might be confusing him with somebody else from his town who's a state rep. I might have to take that one back. I don't know. Okay, but anyway.
It
doesn't matter if you're a lawyer or not. You shouldn't be writing crappy sentences like that.
That's exactly right. You shouldn't allow that. And we have a whole slew.
I don't know if that means if the guy wants to rape me, if I should, you know, stop and comply or not. You know, it's like I'm going to sit there and say, oh, excuse me, sir. I need to look up RSA, da-da-da-da-da. Oh, I guess I can't tell you no, so have fun. What the heck?
And there's a whole laundry list.
Think of the judge has to look at this, too.
Oh, absolutely. There's a whole laundry list of sponsors, and my question for these sponsors is, did anybody read this bill? I would like you to ask every sponsor, did you guys, A, read the bill, and B, understand the bill? Because it goes further to say, nor is the use of deadly force justifiable when. And here's the whole problem. If these people are all pro-self-defense, why do we have all this negative language? We need affirmative language saying, you have the right to self-defense. You have the right. Every word in this is negative. Nor is the use of deadly force justifiable when, with the purpose of causing death or serious bodily injury, the actor has provoked the use of force against himself or herself in the same encounter. Or, this is language that really suggests the negative when we need a positive affirmative right to self-defense.
Right, exactly. And encounter. What classifies as an encounter? Because my understanding this, and I know I've raised this question with you before. Let's say, you know, somebody and I get on a heated argument in the street, and he says, he pulls out a knife, and I decide, you know what? This ain't worth it. I'm just going to walk away from this. And as soon as I walk away, now, if he comes after me, that is treated as a new offense or whatever. Now I would have a right to somehow defend myself one way, shape, or form. But under this, what is the encounter? Does it go back from the very beginning when I gave this guy the middle finger on Interstate 89 or what?
It depends on what trial judge you have.
Oh, jeez.
And it really
gets even more fun.
Yeah, it's fact-specific. I've had what I call the good and fair trial judges because a lot of attorneys, me included, do what's called move to sever. Let's say that was your encounter. I would want to sever the charges. Let's say you were charged, okay? Let's say the first encounter in the parking lot, I would want to be tried separately from, let's say, 10 minutes later, another encounter in the store. I would argue that those are separate events, and mm-hmm. we need separate trials. Because I think what you have a tendency to have happen, if a jury sees you charged with three things all from the same event, because, again, jurors are not lawyers, they think, oh, this guy must have really done something wrong. They got three charges against him from these three separate places.
Well, not just that. Think of the people who are reading that story in the newspaper or seeing it on TV.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And anybody who says, and I'm not, you have to have jurors, and jurors before they, because they don't know they're going to be a juror until they get drawn, are not going to abstain from reading the newspaper or watching the news for 2 months prior to the jury service. That's just not mm-hmm. realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are human, and they read in the paper, a man was charged with blah, 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 blah. And there are people go, well, of course he's guilty. The police arrested him.
Yeah.
Those are two people who, that's until they've been part of the system and go, wait a minute. They read it with what I call practiced eye and cut out all the edits automatically that are put in there.
Yes.
You know, but we go back to this, and if these people, by these people, I mean these senators and these reps who are sponsoring SB 88, if they actually thought about the words, the first question is, did they read them? The second question is, do you honestly think these negative language and negative implications is good for self-defense? You got to be kidding me.
All right, well, with that, Penny, I've got to run here. So Senate Bill 88, let's send that out to study committee at the very least. Maybe ITL this thing entirely. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely do not pass it as is.
Very good. How do people get in touch with you?
230-9999.
Penny at pennydean.com.
Yes.
All right, thank you, Penny. Talk to you next Tuesday.
Yes.